We're over today at the Hydro Field Tour today, talking to Shane Osborne. He's a rep for NextGen, and we just looked at a really fantastic cotton crop. So tell us a little bit. I'm hearing really good things about the cotton crop this year.
We're really pretty excited. You know, we started out this year really having to have quite a bit of faith. We got pretty hot and dry early, and man, the rain started, and they just never stopped till, you know, in early August. And that's really positioned us very well. Of course, on our irrigated acres, it really helps because all of our irrigation is considered supplemental, but especially on that dry land acre. We've got some phenomenal looking dry land fields that are doing very well. Granted, the heat that we have endured the last 2 or 3 weeks has definitely taken a toll on that crop. But the good news is we started out with a much better crop before that heat wave got here than what we normally have. And so even when heat takes a lot off of that crop, we're going to come in with, I think, an above average dry land crop. And that typically means very good irrigated as well. So I'm really positive about how we're going to finish here. And that's not even beginning to mention a cotton market that's got us all pretty excited.
Yeah. I've heard as cotton farmers, if the price is usually good, the crop's bad, and it goes the other way. And it seems like this year you got both.
Seldom do we get to match those up. I guess the truth is we don't get to control them at all. So we are very blessed to have a very good opportunity this year.
Well, you were talking about specific varieties today, and we had the opportunity to look at a couple of them. Which ones are doing the best for Oklahoma?
I tell you what, I'll make it short, and I'll say NextGen 4936. It's a Bollgard 3 variety. That variety has shown a tremendous amount of utility across the state. I say utility because it fits in many situations, from that dry land acre up to your highest input irrigated acre, and it delivers very well on yield and quality. And we have seen thousands of bales through our Oklahoma gens with extremely good loan averages. We're talking about 6,000 or 7,000 bales last year with the averages over 56 cent loan. That right there says it all. That's great quality, and that variety just travels really well for us.
Now, you were also talking about some harvest aids and why they're so important in a timely reason. So talk to us a little bit about that.
Harvest aids are a very key issue for growers to tune into. Finishing that crop, there is a lot at stake when it comes to finishing a cotton crop. Making those applications, getting that cotton conditioned for harvest, and then practicing good harvest discipline. Those things are really required to get that great crop to the market and still get that price that we need to be profitable. So harvest aids are a key, and it's very timely that we got to talk about that today.
And what are some of the harvest aids? You said bowl openers and then a couple of others?
Typically, a crop needs a bowl opener and a defoliant. The bowl opener does just what you would expect, helping to speed open those bowls, along with leaf removal, and that's the defoliation part. And so those are very key in conditioning that crop, and typically we can follow a bowl opener and defoliant trip with a picker a few weeks later and get that crop out, get it harvested. And if we're stripping that cotton, then we might include an additional trip with a desiccant to dry that plant down and get it ready to go through a stripper. So.
But you have to have the harvest discipline to know when and what time and when you should be doing those things.
You really do. Harvest discipline is something that I think has always been necessary, but it's something that I really preach about every year, because a grower has a lot at stake when he climbs onto that picker or that stripper to harvest his cotton crop. There's a lot riding in his decision when to run and when not to run. And Cotton Incorporated has really done a great job in helping to illustrate what type of conditions are detrimental, and a guy really needs to pay attention to humidity. So when you get past that 50% humidity mark with a stripper, you can really start to lose grades, and with a picker you can go a little bit beyond that, but they really need to tune in to that humidity. Practicing good harvest discipline as it relates to humidity will get you to the gin and out of the gin with a happy face, good grades.
Absolutely. Now, the only downside we talked about today was the lower cotton or the bottom cotton. So talk to us a little bit about the issues we have there.
You know, this year was very difficult early on. While we were blessed with a lot of rain, a little bit cooler conditions than we'd like, it did bring on some challenges. You know, those cooler conditions are not really great for cotton. It can delay fruiting and cause us to have a little bit of a lacking a lower crop. And then all of that rainy weather also came at a time when we were trying to fight off flea hoppers. Flea hoppers were pretty bad this year. So those two things combined made it difficult to set the kind of bottom crop that we'd really like to see. But that being said, we've really been able to make a pretty good recovery. So I really like where we're at this year going into harvest.
Speaking of, what are we looking at for harvest?
Man, I'm very excited. I expect that we'll have above average yields across the state. I think as you move from the western side of the state to the eastern side, we definitely lose a little bit of rain there. But the irrigated crop looks really good. I think it will be above average. I don't think I can pick a number for you there. But and then the dry land crop, you know, the late planted dry land acre looked a little questionable early in the year, but as this heat continues to pound on us, that late planted crop, whether it was irrigated or dry land, is really turning into something to be proud of. So,
what about time frame?
I think we'll see guys in the field spraying in a few weeks, starting to condition cotton. With the heat that we have, we're racing towards that, and that's not really way above average. We're close to normal. So as we get closer to the end of September, it's going to be a lot of spraying going on.
All right, Shane, thank you so much for visiting with us.
You're welcome. Thank you.